What a lovely start this is. How good it is to be together. There is provision to give the children the teaching if they want to. If you'd like to leave your fill room, if they'd like to make their way out to the community room now, and then we'll be looked after. They don't have to, they don't want to, but if you want to go out then, there is something really important. Good. Quick survey question. How many only children have we got here today? Okay. If you are an only child, you won't have much of a clue what it's like to have siblings. But it's lovely to be part of a worldwide family that has no number. I have brothers and sisters all over the world. Yes. And a lot of them are here this morning. And it's good to be celebrating mothering. Another word for mothering which came to mind was nurturing. Nurturing. In a home, it should be a place of safety, a place of caring. It was designed by our Maker to be absolutely ace. Unfortunately, we live in a fallen world. And looking at so many wonderful mothers and grandmothers here this morning, I don't think it would be a mistake to say that none of us as children was perfect. Agreed?
Agreed.
Next step. None of us as parents have been perfect. Agree? What a shame. If you as a parent have ever been tempted to seek the help of a book on parenting, I'm sure that you would agree with me that the one issue that you needed help on would not be found in that book. Because every single child is different from every other child. And what might be absolutely brilliant for one mother to be saying to their child probably wouldn't work for everyone else. Agreed? So being a parent or a grandparent is a difficult task. Now, if we are in agreement, that children and parents are imperfect, then it's probably worth considering that when we may have had issues with our parents, it may just be that we didn't understand all of the issues that they were trying to cope with while they were parenting us. I wonder how many of us were really, really, really wanting to leave home. Don't put your hands up. Your parent might be here. But it may be that you desperately wanted to get away because you wanted your freedom. The problem is that freedom is not the same as license to do whatever you want. It's not the same. Many young people get into trouble these days because they think that freedom is to do whatever you want, to be totally outside of the law. God is our best parent. Agree? Some of us can say that because we have experience his fathering and his mothering. There is a mothering side to God which needs to be expressed today, so I'm going to express it. God has a mothering heart, a nurturing heart. He cares for his people. If you've been on the Bible course recently, you will have seen evidence as we've gone through the Old Testament of how God cared for his people. He cared for them so much that he gave them the law. Now, that may seem a bit strange because lots of people today think that God has a big black book and he's just ready to work them over the head with it when they go astray. That is not why God gave the law. God gave the law to be a safety fence around his people so that they would be secure within the framework of the law. Because believe it or not, friends, it's not good for the community if we go around killing each other. And it's not good if we go around stealing from each other. God cares so much that he's put the safety fence up. The problem is that when we decide that we're going to hop over the fence, we end up getting into trouble. Go where you're not supposed to go. So good enough parenting is not the same as perfect parenting. We may have wanted our independence. Here's news, we were not made as human beings to be totally independent. We are made to be interdependent. We need each other. Look around. We need each other. Junction needs St. Peter's. St. Peter's needs Junction. Your neighbours need you. So in celebrating our mothering today, it may just be that some of us are saying to ourselves, if only my parenting had been better. If only my parents understood me. If only X hadn't happened. Genuine things that concern us. The way we were nurtured as children will inevitably colour how we perceive our nurturing in the spiritual sense. For instance, we just come together, our Father, who art in heaven. If your earthly father was not caring, was not kind, it may have coloured how you perceive the love of heavenly Father. Many times in the Bible we're told that the sins of the fathers will be visited on the third and fourth generation. I wonder where that comes from. Without getting too biologically involved, the falling eggs which are present in my yet-to-be-born grandchild due in July will have the potential to have an effect in generations down the line. In a spiritual sense, transfer that thought into how we, as children of Heavenly Father, may have an effect down the line, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 generations down the line. Statistics show that problems experienced in childhood tend to reoccur in future generations. can't get out. And it's not inevitable because God has been about change. Isn't that good? Jesus came so that things might be put right. But we need to cooperate with that. Jesus, just before that first Easter, said, "Oh Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have protected you as a hen protects the chicks? But you wouldn't have any of it." That's sad. God wants to bring us back into relationship with Himself and with each other. But we have a choice. So what about this mothering heart of God? Isaiah 66 verse 13 says, "As one whom his mother comforts, so I, the Lord, will comfort my people." Isn't that lovely? Who do you go to in the family when you need comfort? Do you go to the builder's hands of your dad? Or would you naturally go to the softness and the security of mum? What could be both? If there's anyone here this morning who is desperate and yearning for a hug in a spiritual sense or in a physical sense, don't leave here this morning without experiencing that. At the end of the service, there will be opportunity for people to be prayed with, because unless we get some of these things sorted, it's going to colour how we reach out from where we are to the people around us. The greatest need in our community today, not just in Portland on Chelsea, but Maidstone and Kent and the UK and the world, is connection. And if we cannot connect with people, it may just have something to do with how we haven't been able to connect ourselves. So don't, please, don't carry on being disconnected, either from Heavenly Father or from your brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus had very harsh words to say to the scribes, and Pharisees, but he was immensely caring towards the general public, because he could see that they were being gunned down by the bosses. Did you know that the Holy Spirit too has a caring nature? John 14 verse 16, Jesus said, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper." A helper called the Paraclete. The one who comes alongside to encourage and empower. Some lovely verses at the end of Matthew chapter 11, where Jesus says, "All you who are laboring and heavy laden, come to me and I will give you rest." But the next bit is so important. He says, "Take my yoke upon you." The picture is of a couple of oxen pulling a plough. Jesus has the yoke on his shoulders and he says to us, "Take my yoke upon you and we will do this together. You can learn from me. Take my yoke upon you." Time for application, folks. Application is where the rubber hits the road. Whatever our previous experience, however good or deficient our parenting was, however good or deficient our grandparenting was, and I don't mean on the receiving end, I also mean on the giving end. Quite recently, Sue and I went to see our oldest daughter, and over lunch, we found that our daughter had been living for years and years and years thinking one thing about how we have parented her, which wasn't the case at all. And it was good to be able to get that not only into the open, but to get it sorted. Maybe this Mothering Sunday gives an opportunity for things from the past to be dropped, to be done away with, to be buried, to be covered by the blood of Jesus. We as Christians are called to a nurturing lifestyle, however old we are. Anyone here in their 90s? You might feel it. There might actually be someone here in their 90s. Or for the close. Not yet. The reason I'm mentioning this is that the Apostle John, if you were to look in 1 John, go through it sometime. John was in his 90s. As the disciple who Jesus loved, the one who led on Jesus at the Passover supper, the one who with his brother had asked Jesus to bring down fire from heaven to consume the village because they didn't accept his teaching. This person had been revolutionized, and in his 90s, in 1 John, he keeps on saying, "My that man had developed a pastoral heart that he cared for the people he was writing to. So the church at large is called upon to be a nurturing community. Unfortunately, as we know from the press and the media, the church has often got it wrong. But while there's time, there's hope. We can make decisions today to do things better than previous generations. Agree? Yeah. Thing is, hold that to. In Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7, we read this. As you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Live with grace. Live with caring. Rooted and built up in Christ. Established in the faith. Just as you were taught. Abounding in thanksgiving. So as we, as a combined congregation, reach out beyond our existing borders, both locally and wherever we happen to be, in order to make disciples of our generation, which will have a bearing on the future generations. Let's personally resolve to deal with any leftover damage which may have been done to us. Firstly, so that we can relate well to Heavenly Father, and secondly, so that we can reach out to others. Who was the person in the Bible who had the most trouble? Was it Job? Job chapter 42 verse 5 is my key verse in Job, where Job says, "I had heard about you, God, second hand, but now I have seen you, and I thank you for what I think of that." Maybe while you've got time, change the way that we think about Mother God, Father God, Holy Spirit, God. To His name be all the glory and the praise. Amen. If there are people here who would like